Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
There we go. Well, it's Christmas, so we love to play Christmas music.
Like this tune.
Nothing more Christmassy than this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the theme song for Stephanie Sutton.
Who has brought her Christmas baking treats and a card for everybody.
You guys are doing well there in the studio.
We are. We even forgot to have our cheese spread this morning like we were going
I know.
To.
I had thought of it during showbiz, but I couldn't leave the room to go get our
What's this
cheese
I
and
find
sausage
out about all the stuff
buffet.
That's in this refrigerator in the office? There's like cheese from last year in there.
Well, good morning, yeah. Stephanie.
Good morning.
Hey. How are you?
Happy holidays. Merry early Christmas.
Get your Christmas tree shirt on.
I got my gray shirt that I've worn literally probably 3 days in a row.
Have you? Jeez, Mom,
no,
come on.
Well,
still sparkly,
but
though.
It's sparkly. It's a sparkly pink Christmas tree. Yeah. Because after Christmas, we don't wear this again until next year.
Well, that's right. It's the Christmas season.
Do you hang it or do you fold it?
Great question. I hang it, actually.
Don't. Wrong. Fold it. It's going to stretch. Geez. It's going to stretch over the course of the year. You're going to get those hanger marks in the shoulders.
I don't see any hanger marks in this.
Really? You think I should fold it? Yeah. No.
Consider yourself lucky then.
It's kind of a t-shirty soft material. That's the other reason I like wearing it.
You have dodged a real fashion bullet there, Stephanie.
Oh.
It seems kind of light for this coldish time of year.
It is. But it's 45 degrees out, or what is it today?
It's not too bad for December.
And rainy.
That'll get tough about March, end of February, you know.
Right. Well, that's why I packed this sucker away till next year when it gets really cold, although
you know,
it was really cold
here.
We take
a trip in March.
I know. Yeah, where do you guys go again?
We're going to Jamaica.
Jamaica this year.
That sounds nice.
It really is, and it's fun. It's nice and it's fun, Stephanie.
Are you going to the same place? Different place?
We've never been to the same island.
Yeah.
Different spot on the island. Yeah.
That's right. You've been to Mexico many times.
And now Jamaica.
You like Jamaica.
We've never been to the same place twice.
Oh.
That's the whole kind of our thing as well. Let's see some things. Let's move around. Yeah. So
we'll
be in Jamaica, March 3rd through the 9th, 3rd through the 10th?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yes. Early March we'll be there.
When it's warm.
Well, it's warm there.
Warm there. Not here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you come to our golf outing.
I do.
You should try to get those people over there at 12 to kick it to Jamaica.
Wait, what?
Am I going to get in trouble for that?
What? No. Wait, what?
You could come to Jamaica.
Seriously?
Yeah.
This year. This coming year.
Well, not this
not?
Year.
Well,
the
not
year
in
coming
March,
up
the
year.
Not 2018. It's not.
No.
2019.
Our trip that's coming up.
Yeah, I think we have room.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
I'll look into it.
Okay.
I want to do it.
Wait a minute. I just want to be clear. So what just happened? Did we just invite her to Jamaica?
Yeah.
And did she accept?
I think I did.
Well, she brought these Christmas treats. I thought we should do something.
I got to figure out with work schedules and stuff. And
listen, now she's worried about the work schedule and not the kids' schedule.
Well, no, and the kids.
Okay,
kids.
So let's see. Spring training has begun.
Yeah, the kids can fend for themselves.
We already covered the beginning of spring training. And
right.
By the time we're in Jamaica, it'll just be kind of
It'll be a total lull.
There's no basketball championship being played. They're finishing up March. They haven't started the
tournament yet. And you figure Marquette and the Badgers will be in it, but that's
it'll
later.
Be early before that.
No
football,
Packers
done. Hockey playing.
Admirals is even later if they make the playoffs.
I think we're
that's like a dead week for sports.
I think we're good to go there.
Pack your sunglasses and your suntan lotion.
Oh, I'm so...
Cover swimming or something.
Looking
you know?
Into this. I'm very
Sounds
excited.
Sounds like we've got somebody coming to Jamaica with us, Brian.
It does.
I got to lose 20
There's
pounds, though.
Sports
oh
you
God.
Can cover down there, too. A belly flop contest. A race on the
She's
beach.
Just talking about losing weight.
Yeah, I don't know if I would
and
be
now
the
you got
belly
it covering
flop.
A belly flop
You could cover
contest.
It.
Maybe my husband could be in a belly flop contest. Oh, my God. gosh.
Well, this will be wonderful having you along, Stephanie.
I'm really excited. Wow.
Merry Christmas.
You could even probably sit by the mimosas in the morning, too.
Okay, I really, really, really hope this happens.
All right. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Steph Sutton. Did you hear? She's going to be on the trip. Well, we'll try.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you got me super excited.
Hope they let you come. Oh.
Now my treats and cards are kind of a dud. It's like,
no, not at all.
I was just going to say something about this year's Christmas card. Oh. It's another spectacular Sutton Christmas card.
Well, thank you, Bob.
There are as many pictures of your dog as there are of you, though. That's the problem.
The dog almost missed the cut again.
Really? Why?
Because I had another family picture down below, and then I realized, the dog. I keep forgetting the dog.
You have three children.
I do.
And a dog.
Correct.
Now, there's a group picture of everyone, all five family members, but no dog.
Should also point out that there's a husband, too.
There's a picture of the three children, no parents or dog.
Correct.
And then everyone sort of gets their own solo shot, the kids.
Correct.
But, you know, you got the youngest with Ariel, the Disney princess. It's not her... Alone, her time to shine.
Okay, now you're making me literally feel bad because there have been a few people that go, what?
Is she into the whole Disney?
Do you have another daughter? I'm like, no, that's Ariel. Come on.
People are looking at, there's a little kid in here, but wowie, wow, wow, look at Ariel.
And if you did have another kid, would you let her out of the house dressed like that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Now it was a seashell bra.
Is she into the whole Disney scene right now?
She's five.
Okay, so she's happy to be there in that picture.
Super excited. The other two like Disney, too. They like the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
The Peter Pan Space Mountain was a big hit.
All right.
Just not the big lines, those long lines.
Okay, well, let's see. We've gotten you to Jamaica.
Oh, yeah.
You've delivered your Christmas treats.
Oh, you haven't had them yet. Brian, have you had one?
I haven't had one yet.
You're wearing a Christmas sweater.
I am.
The Christmas card is out. We just went over that.
Yep.
Are you ready for Christmas Day now? Have you all your presents?
I think I have, other than my husband, everything I need for my children, but most of them still need to be wrapped.
Wrapping.
It's a pain.
When have you wrapped anything?
Every year.
When?
Every year.
How
many on average? 10.
You wrap presents on Christmas?
Yes.
That's a new one.
I wrap presents.
How many do you wrap?
10. Roughly, I'll say 10 on average. I have to wrap 10 gifts.
We got like between, in the little one, you can get her a little something that's like $2. She doesn't know any better. We wrap that too.
So we got
30 gifts to wrap, but they're little. They're not all big gifts.
I have found the secret is to save boxes all during the year.
I agree.
Because you're going to get that thing for the kid that's just it's in a cardboard container, but it's not a box. It's like sitting in a little cardboard thing that has a bottom and a back, maybe some partial sides, but there's no front to it or top.
You wrap it with those? What are you saying?
No, you've got to put those in a box because it's too hard to wrap those things if they're not a nice square shape.
We do a lot of bags.
Do you?
Well, we're getting tired. Got to go to bed.
Put it in some bag.
Where's another bag?
But that is the lowest form of delivery system for a present,
right? Gift card in an envelope, the very lowest. Gift card in a bag with tissue, second
it's
lowest.
Just so pathetic.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're tired.
I actually feel a sense of shame when I hand somebody a bag with tissue on top of it and their gift inside. It's just so, sorry, it's too lazy to wrap your present.
Really? I wonder who thought of that.
Lazy person like me.
Yeah, I thought someone really smart thought of it. But now I know not to give Bob a gift ever with a tissue.
No, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I feel shame when I give it to somebody because I couldn't muster up the enthusiasm to
There's not as much effort.
Your gift. Right.
Are you guys good gift wrappers? I think I'm pretty good.
I've been at it for a long time.
Like the corners are tight?
I'm slow. I'm okay, but I'm slow.
The paper with the squares on the back. That's much better than
she can cut nice straight lines
in the paper it used to be nobody had it and then
someone
did
guess.
It. Now I think everyone does it. But
yeah.
Yeah. That's much better.
Whoever came up with that, it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
That is a good idea. What else is good? Hey, or really quick, so the Christmas treats, these are the ones with the, you know, I call them Christmas sleighs.
Yeah, the Rollo. So,
yeah, okay, so, but here's the deal. This is what they're supposed to look like. Well, I stole a couple from my kids' winter thing yesterday so I could show you.
What they're supposed to look like.
They're supposed to be Reese, but those round pretzel things, we've discussed this before, unless you buy in October or early November, you're out of luck. So I always end up with, when this one's kind of broken. So this sleigh, like, that's why I have to do the squares.
So the ingredients are all there. They just don't look.
It's the same thing, but look, it does look prettier. It's a perfect little wreath.
This looks like a candy.
Now Carrie's
trying. Eric's going to eat them all.
Like if you had put a yellow M&M on here, it would look like you're trying to approximate a little tiny fried egg kind of thing.
Kinda.
This kind of looks like green eggs from Dr. Seuss.
And I just got your basic Rolos. That looks like a Hershey Kiss that they melted.
Right.
Well, before you guys dive in and wreck the whole presentation of her platter, let's get a picture of it on Facebook so everyone can see, you know, Stephanie's mad cookie skills.
Let me show one of mine and one of the good ones.
Are we talking about cookies yet?
The treats. I think so.
Let's show one of mine and one of the good ones. Hey, I'm all for that. Hey. You know, if that's what you want to do, Merry Christmas to us all, right?
This is the good one. Oh, wait, that's a horror. Rock literally chose the worst one to show everyone.
That one?
Yes, that's
that
bad.
Broken.
That one's totally broken.
Rock, stop wrecking Christmas for the
side-by-side comparison.
Here we go, here we go.
A side-by-side comparison.
Are you not milking them long enough?
Listeners choose which one would they prefer, but let's be honest, it's the same taste in the end.
Right. Let's just stick it up on Facebook. But presentation matters. You've watched all the cooking shows, Stephanie.
Right,
you know that, right?
Right.
I mean, you can deliver a piece of pie that you took out of you cut a piece of pie, and if you put it on there, it's a nice wedge, and it looks, you know, like a delicious piece of pie. It's going to taste like a delicious piece of pie. If you take one out and you just flop it on a plate, it's still going to taste like a delicious piece of pie. It just looks like somebody crapped pie onto a plate is all. So
it's all in the presentation. I'll tell you what. My husband is a really good cook, and he's worked in a number of restaurants over the years. His presentation is awesome, whether it's like filet and mashed potatoes with asparagus on the side. But, I mean, it's like decorative. Every time he hands you the plate, it's meanwhile, I like flop a hot dog on a plate and throw some fries on there.
Your serving line, lady. Slop.
My presentation isn't quite there.
Yeah, well, you have other things to worry
That's
about.
That's right.
So,
Bob.
What are you chasing after in next job assignment? Where, when, and where?
Oh, when and where? Believe it or not, we actually are our third person. Steven's going to the Jets game this week. That was sort of already planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Obviously, we know the Bucks are on a roll. Rock, how's Rock awake? I don't know how he does it. Seriously. You are up till when, and then you're here to win?
I'm running on happiness from that win last night.
Well, that's the thing, though. Giannis is so
excited. And delicious Christmas treats.
And as crappy as the Packers season went and the fact that Aaron may or may not play Sunday, you got Giannis.
Right.
And you got the Brewers that could maybe go back, you know, to the playoffs.
Isn't it strange that Aaron Rodgers now may be the third biggest sports figure in the state?
Yeah.
Got Giannis, Yelich.
You're right.
And but now Aaron Rodgers.
But all that means is we are standing in tall cotton, boys and girls.
That's right.
Well, and all he has to do to be the biggest, you know, figure in the state is win a Super Bowl, but that ain't happening.
Not this year.
Nope.
So
soon.
Well, gosh, Steph, it sure was nice to have you stop by.
Look who else I got a card for, Bob. You don't even see. Borna.
No, sure.
He'll
He's like the new
that.
Boss, isn't
He's
he?
He's the man now.
Yeah,
He's
isn't the he man. The man? Well, that's when I was like, well, I better give him a card.
Yeah. I take the long way around to my office. Now I don't even walk by his office anymore.
Well, thanks for coming around.
Well, Merry
thanks
Christmas.
Thanks for the stuff. Work on that Jamaica trip.
Oh, I'll work on it. You know, work on getting a, what's that called? I'm going to some tanny salon ahead of time, too.
Arm wrestle somebody. Let them let you go.
I cannot be Wisconsin white down in Jamaica. I got to have a little color, a little tan to me. We'll see.
All right, Steph.
Are you officially going or you got to check with some people?
I got to check with some people, but it's,
All right.
I'm feeling good about the time frame. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rock, do we have any booze, any hooch in our office? If we do, walk Stephanie through and give her a bottle, okay?
Yeah, we've got something.
Any Jamaican rum?
Sure.
Ooh, yeah. I like Bailey's.
Not only did we not go shopping and put it in a bag with tissue, we're just walking through our office. You see something you like, grab it.
Can yours. I take this globe?
Got some socks, too, right. for you.
Talking right. globe? You want the talking globe?
No, don't you give her that. No.
Oh, I don't get that, do I?
You go find something else, Sutton.